Welcome back. Today's video lesson is called Becoming Undefinable. This is an idea that I really like a lot that I've come across many years ago that I first started teaching. It was one of the first things I really taught whenever I started teaching my own courses. And I still stand behind it, think it's a great idea. It's a technique, so hopefully you'll be able to use this kind of idea, or this kind of concept. And I sort of stumbled upon it whenever I was in high school, of all times. I know I was really confused in high school. I didn't have any success with women whatsoever. But I stumbled upon this idea, but I didn't do it until I left and I started really applying some of the psychology and attraction psychology that I had learned many, many, many years after high school. And so one of the ideas that I had was I would look around and I would see these different people and I would listen to people, especially in high school, you'd have these ideas that you're part of a clique or a group. Even if you don't want to be, you're part of those people who don't belong, and that's a group too. So you can't really escape that. We just sort of label people whenever we're younger, and as we get older, those labeling mechanisms become more complex. But when we're younger, they're very simple and they're very straightforward. For example, when we're little, there might be people we call weirdos. You know, you may have been one of those people. I know that I was when I was younger. And this idea that someone's a weirdo just means that they don't fit into any other group, right? But what you want to do is you want to not be able to be defined. And that means that you can't be defined as a weirdo because you don't quite fit that label, but you also can't be defined as a jock or a skater or a music guy or whatever it is. You don't want to be definable as a person. And the reason why this is important is because in our minds we have folders that we put different people in, right? So different categories we put different people in. And when you meet somebody and you explain them to someone else, it's like, oh, Josh, that dating coach, right? So if they can explain you in very few words, then they won't remember you as well. And you're also not as significant. So they feel like they've figured you out, kind of. And that curiosity is gone. And as you know, curiosity is interest, and interest is attraction. So if you want to create curiosity off the bat, make sure that people cannot define you as one kind of or genre of person. And the way that I typically do this is I have one thing about myself that makes it a little bit hard to define me in any one certain way. For example, if you thought I was a business person, like I work a lot, so you might think that when you see me, that would make sense, except that my arm's full of tattoos. And because my arm's full of tattoos, you can't really peg me as a typical business person, you know? So if you try to peg me as a business person, then you won't feel like you're really giving a clear view of who I am. Now, I'm also not a crazy scenester kid, and I do have tattoos, but I'm not just a tattooed kid. I'm also really into business and really logical and things like that as well. So for me, being able to find that balance and that sort of undefinable characteristic has made me stand out beyond most guys that are in any situation that I've ever been in. If anyone can peg you, and I know that there's lots of people who like this idea, if anybody can peg you as a something, then it's over. And they're not as interested anymore unless they're interested in those kinds of people, which means that they think they have a kind of person they're interested in. And they're interested in the first place, which means that they're probably young. Because as you get older, you realize there is no type that you have, but there are certain types of people, certain characteristics that you're attracted to. So what I want you to do is I want you to think about if someone had to describe you, or maybe even ask somebody, if they had to describe you, what they would use to describe you. Just real quick, if they had to describe you in as few words as possible, a jock would be one, a skater, for example, a sports guy, a sports lover, whatever. If they can define you in one phrase, that means you're not doing this well enough and you have to become more undefinable. And if you don't have anything exciting about yourself, then people will just say he's just some guy, and that doesn't really work either. So here's what I suggest you do. Try to figure out, once you hear a couple people telling you this idea, so ask at least two people what they think, and preferably people that you don't really know very well, just kind of random people that maybe you've seen a few times. For example, if you go to Starbucks or some kind of a coffee shop besides Starbucks, then try to ask the barista, if you see them often, what they think about you, as far as if they had to describe you in as few words as possible, in one phrase, what would they use to describe you? And it's probably going to be nice, unless they're jerks. Then they might say something mean, but you never know. And just kind of take it with a grain of salt, but try to figure out how easy it is for them to describe who you are. And so whenever you get this idea, I want you to step outside of this. I want you to do one thing always that takes you outside of this realm. One thing that I do, and you've probably seen this on my Today Show clip. If you haven't seen it yet, then you can watch that on my on thedowofbadass.com. And you'll notice that I have white boots on in that clip. Well, white boots in a suit. My suit was fine. It was normal. It could have been any kind of a guy with a suit on. It's just not really, I mean, it's a sharp suit, but it doesn't really do anything for me. Well, what really makes me stand out in that is that I have one thing that is different that kind of stands out from the rest of the suit, and that is my white boots that I bought from Zappos, which were like $80. They're really cheap. And I had these white boots on, which makes it a little bit more obvious that I'm different than everyone else. Now, I didn't have anything else crazy on that made me stand out as being strange. It was just this one thing that sort of set me aside and put me apart from that folder that everyone has in their head as this young professional guy, right? And I didn't want to be a young professional guy because there's lots of those kind of guys, and I want to stand out more and be more memorable than those kinds of guys. So what I want you to do is I want you to think about one thing you could do, preferably something that, if it's in the lower part of your body, like pants or shoes, then when people notice it, they're going to be looking down. And the good thing about that is that when they're looking down, they're accessing their emotions. Because when you look in different directions, you access different parts of your brain. So when you look down, it's when you're accessing your emotions. And so if someone looks down and they look at your shoes, and then they look back up to look at your face, then they're actually going through the emotions of feeling something and then looking back up and associating that curiosity with your face. I know it's a cool little technique and a trick, but it works really, really well. And I know I remember several times walking down the streets of New York with my white boots on and having women look down at my shoes and look up at my face and then just automatically go into smile mode and like get kind of shy and look down again and just smile. And I had this instant attraction because they were curious about who could be wearing these boots and still be confident and walking toward them. So it made talking to women extremely easy because they had basically approach me because they were looking down, looking up, smiling when they looked at me, and then all I had to do was say hello. And so it sort of broke that ice, and then they remembered me more than they would remember anybody else for the entire day, often for an entire week of their lives. They'd remember me more than anybody. So go ahead and try that out. Think about one thing you can do. If it's boots or something like that, or shoes, that's great. If you want to try, I don't know, it doesn't have to be clothes. I mean, I have tattoos, but I wouldn't necessarily think to say that you should go get a bunch of tattoos. But try to have something that stands out. If you have like Argyle socks even, that's even enough if you're sitting down and people can see that. But make sure that the rest of your dress, the rest of your style is contrary to that. You want it to be hard for people to peg you. So if you're a tough guy, you know, you can wear something a little bit less tough. That's a little bit brighter, and you'll stand out. If you're a thin guy, or you know, you can be a thin tough guy, but if you're a skinny or not so tough kind of guy, like me, then you have to be careful. You don't want to wear too many bright things. You want to wear most things that are just kind of accentuating your shoulders or things like that, and then wear one or two little things that sort of make you stand out a little bit. So go ahead and brainstorm on that. You can comment below, and I'll let you know what I think about that as well. And I'll give you sort of my insights as to what I think is the best thing for you to do. And if you have any questions, like I said, comment below, and I'll get at that later on. But go ahead and start thinking about that, and I want you to change one thing this week. And if you have to buy something, then buy something. But don't spend too much money because you don't need to, trust me. But buy something if you need to, and just change the way that people can define you. And if you have to take up a new hobby, take up a new hobby, things like that. So go ahead and do that. Like I said, comment below, and I look forward to seeing what you're going to be doing. Thanks a lot.